USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
North Korea has issued a warning to the U.S. over President Biden's recent address to Congress, in which he called the North Korean nuclear program a serious threat to American security. A spokesman for the regime's foreign ministry made the threat Sunday in a statement, accusing the president of continuing a hostile stance against North Korea and that the U.S. would soon find itself in a grave situation. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan responded to the latest round of threats from the DPRK, telling ABC's This Week that the Biden administration's policy is not aimed at hostility, but at taking practical steps to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula.
Our policy towards North Korea is not aimed at hostility. It's aimed at solutions. It's aimed at ultimately achieving the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. And we're prepared to engage in diplomacy towards that ultimate objective, but work on practical measures that can help us make progress along the way towards that goal.
This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
New data from the U.S. Census Bureau shows that voters took advantage of early and mail-in voting in 2020. Jeremy Scott reports.
The Census Bureau found that over two-thirds of voters cast their ballots by mail or before Election Day in the 2020 presidential election. 69% of voters nationwide took advantage of the expansion of mail and early voting options in numerous states, a significant jump from 40% in the 2016 election. Epoch Times reports the survey found that the increase in non-traditional voting was driven by mail-in voting, which more than doubled to 43%. Several Republican states have enacted or are considering legislative measures in an attempt to protect the integrity of the ballot box. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And the White House says that it will begin talks with the World Trade Organization to find more ways to distribute COVID vaccines globally. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain said Sunday that U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai will begin talks with waiving patent rules to allow more countries to produce generic versions of the shot, a major component of discussions. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Average gasoline prices have risen 2 cents in the last week and now stand at $2.89 per gallon nationally. John Clemens reports.
That $2.89 is a fresh multi-year high as the COVID-19 recovery continues to fuel gasoline demand. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the future holds even higher prices.
Motorists can expect prices to continue inching higher in the coming days. Gas Buddy data shows that gasoline demand last week rebounded sharply. Overall, it's that increase in gasoline demand that will likely continue to push prices up as we head towards the start of the summer driving season, just several weeks away in Memorial Day weekend.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And one of the biggest soccer clubs in the world had their match Sunday postponed after their fans stormed their home field to protest the actions of its owner. Manchester United's Premier League match with Liverpool was called off after thousands of fans stormed the pitch and blocked access to the team's stadium, Trafford, demanding that the current owners of the team, the Glazer family, sell the club. Police say protesters threw flares into the stands and bottles at officers trying to disperse the crowd. Manchester police say two officers were injured by flying objects. The Glazers, who also own the NFL's Tampa Bay Buccaneers, bought the club back in 2005. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.